Chapter 21. When the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming along the road to Atharim, he attacked the Israelites and captured some of them. Then Israel made this vow to the Lord, "If you will deliver these people into our hands, we will totally destroy their cities." The Lord listened to Israel's plea and gave the Canaanites over to them. They completely destroyed them and their towns, so the place was named Hormah. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said,
"Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread.
There is no water. And we detest this miserable food."
Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said,
"We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us."
So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses,
"Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live."
So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. The Israelites moved on and camped at Oboth. Then they set out from Oboth and camped at Ayi Abarim in the desert that faces Moab toward the sunrise. From there they moved on and camped in the